Okay, so today's shmooze is really not on Parshas Emor, it's on Sphira. And I was very inspired by this. And I just have to, just a disclaimer, it's not my own shmooze. But I take full achrayas for the shmooze, because I didn't hear it anywhere. I saw a couple of notes. I seen it a while ago. I was just waiting for the time, for more time to say this over. I had some notes that someone gave me from Rabbi Rausch, and it was such a powerful shmooze. I have no idea if I got the shmooze right. When you're just trying to see the marmokum and a couple of scribbles, you don't know if you have it right. But I take full achrayus for it, but I don't want to say it totally in my own. But it's a very, very powerful. The first thing I think is that we have to learn to appreciate each other in yeshiva, b'nei yeshiva. This shmooze help us all appreciate our chavrus is better. Okay, you probably see it for yourself. The Gemara in Bava Basra, the whole Gemara is beautiful, but I think it's only so a few minutes to prepare the Mara Makomos. So the first Mara Mokom, you can start where I marked it off. But the Gemara is going through that Talmid Chacham don't have to pay taxes for the protection of the people, because the Talmid Chachamim have their own protection. And that's what the Gemara begins, where I boxed it off. Kiyos l'kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, amalei mai tam l'tei melemiha. They should have proved that Talmid Chacham don't have to pay taxes to pay for their protection from the following source. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ani choma v'shodai kemigdolos. Ani choma zutora. Choma is Torah. V'shodai kemigdolos elu tamid chamim. Reish Lakish Savar, Kedorish Rava, Anichoma is Knesset Yisrael. V'shodai kemigdolos elu tamid chamim. Okay, but the first opinion, Ani Choma Zutora, I think that's what the Gemara, for the purpose of that Gemara, if you went into that Gemara, Zutora, the person who learns Torah is like a wall. So Mamela, you're protected. It's like the previous Gemara brought it more from a Kal Vachomer. They bring that the ocean, which can drown everyone, like a tsunami, if the waves come over, it could drown Mamash, Rachman Aslan. You hear terrible stories. So if the sand and the shores of the on the beaches protect the ocean from coming in, so Talmid Chachamim, the Maisim, Tovim of Talmid Chachamim are greater, that the Pasuk says, than Chol Hayam, than the sand. So it's a Kal Vachomer they bring if the sand protects people from the ocean. So Kolshke in the Maisim of Talmid Chachamim, which is more than the sand, protects me. Okay, you don't have to know all that. Just I was very moved by this Gemara, so I just had to say it over. Okay, there are Maram Kumas. I've quoted Rashi, because how can you not quote Rashi? But you have to see this Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says, Ani Choma Zu Torah, Shemagina Alamdeh. The Torah protects its people who learn it, Kechoma, like a wall, Shemagina Alan She'ir, protects the people of the city. So, Mamish Halacha L'maisa, when a hurricane strikes, that was my most inspiring moment in my 25 years here in Miami. My first year, you know, I remember I was teaching my first class in the old building, and Rabbi Chait, Rabbi Tzion Chait, the Rashiva, comes to my room, never came to my room, middle of a class, opens the door, I come, he says, there's a tornado warning. So if a tornado comes, if you hear a tornado coming, everyone should get down. Better if you go into one of the other classrooms that don't have windows. I said, okay, and he walked out. I went to the door, I said, Rabbi Chait, What does a tornado sound like? If you hear it, I have no idea. He said, it sounds like a train about to hit. Like that. Like a train about to hit. So, but when we had the hurricane, so the conduct of the yeshiva was everyone had to go home. I had to go put these big boards on my windows. But in yeshiva, we didn't do that. Now, yes, well, how come we're not doing it? The yeshiva doesn't need the same protection. Your house, I don't know, it depends what you do in your house. I don't know. My house needed boards. But yeshiva, where there's Torah, you don't need the same protection because the learning is a choma, is a wall. And Kachava, I heard the same psak. There's a famous maisa which has been confirmed. Nosson Tzvi Finkel said over many times, it went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky when the Intifada came, and he asked Reb Chaim if the Mir Yeshiva should pay for security guards, the Mir Yeshiva. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked him, do the Bachrim have cell phones in the Beis Medrash? This has nothing to do with the Shmooz, just part of the inspiration. And Reb Nosson Tzvi said, yes, they have cell phones in the Beis Medrash. He goes, if that's the case, then you should hire security guards. And, okay, there's a lot to learn, but the diuk, just the diuk. The diuk from that conversation is that if you don't have cell phones in the Beis Medrash, then you do not have to hire a security guard in Mir Yeshiva. Just to think about that. Just to think about that. That you don't have to hire a security guard, given everything going on, and we know all the terrible stories. You know, Chaim Kanievsky on him was passing based on this Gemara, that the choma is shemagina alam deaf, the people learning, it protects them. Kechoma shemagina alam she'ir. Don't ask me conscious from Mises. I'm not holding by answering that question, but that's the halacha. We hold this way. Okay. V'shodai ki migdolos el t'milchama. What does it mean that the shodai are like towers? I'm referring to Talmid Chamim. Shalom din ze mizeh. They learn one from each other. Ketinok yonek mishodai imo. Mishtei imo. Like a baby that nurses from his mother. Rishodai ki migdolos. Like a tinok that nurses from his mother. Rabosai, you know. This is powerful. If we would look at our chavrusas, okay, I have good chavrusa, we learn with each other, you know, it's good, chaverim, it's very nice. But do we view it to the level, you know, mamish, a tinok to his mother, the baby would die without the mother. That's the only sustenance. Do we view it that way? And what would happen if we viewed it that way? Could you imagine such a thing? Which I saw this Rabbeinu Gershom, I was so excited because it answered a question I had mamish for 30 years in the Beis Medrash when I was in Forest Hills. So I had two friends learning with each other. Today they're both Rosh Yeshivas, and I was not one of them, but it was like the most remarkable story. So they were learning Bekiyas, and they finished a tosis. One guy said, okay, next tosis. He goes, okay, fine. You just give me a minute. I just want to chazer over the tosis before we go on. And the other one says, we have to go on. We have to finish our quota. I said, okay, we'll finish our quota. Just give me a minute. He goes, we can't do it. You always do this. A minute, we have to go on. The other says, we can't. We have to go on. He says, can I just have 30 seconds? No, you do it on your time, 30 seconds. We have to go on. And I says, I can't do it for 30 seconds. He says, no. Okay, fine, we'll do it your way. You have to go to the bathroom, son. He says, okay. And the guy doesn't leave. So he says, I thought you have to go to the bathroom. He goes, yeah, but instead of going to the bathroom, I'm just thinking about the tosis for 30 seconds. And the other guy got so angry, he flipped his Gemara up and he stormed out of the basement. This is like hush for a person. I was saying that it was so funny. And it was funny, but I said, why, what was he so upset about? But I think this Rabbeinu Gershom, that answers everything. because he probably had the right attitude. It's ketinok yonek mishteimo. Like, you can't learn without your chavrusa. He appreciated, and he learned the chavrusa, like we're learning together. If we would feel that for each other, the responsibility to that level, it's not just, oh, I've made a commitment and I learn with you. That's mamish, to that level, the pilpul chaverim that we have with each other, not just your chavrusa, but someone comes over to ask you a question, and the working on shir together, that's ketinok yonek mishteimo. It's powerful. There's mamish sustenance. It's life and death. Not just stam oi chavrusa. Sustenance. Mamish life and death. So, oh, guys, I wasn't, you know, I'm feeling well. I woke up late. I had to get a drink. I had to do this. Yeah, even sometimes a mother has to leave the baby cry for a little bit. That happens sometimes. But the mother understands what she has to give up. I know, but I have to take care of something. If we do it at that level, sure, that's okay. But if we would have the hair of this Rabbeinu Gershom, it would be a total transformation for many of us, myself included, but a transformation for many of us for the attitude and the commitment that we have to learning. I've just quoted over here also the Gemara Makkos, which is famous. Fanu Dama Rebbe, Harbe Torah, Lemarati Mirabosai, and Mechavira Yos Mehem, Atamida Yos Mikulan. So, okay, when we were little kids, we only had the first round from Rabosai, but you have our Rebbeim, we learned so much from our Rebbeim. But more than we learned from our Rebbeim, and now that we have real Rebbeim, we're learning Torah at the highest level, we can appreciate what that means, that we're learning more from our Chaverim than we are from our Rebbeim. That means that anything I could teach you right now is going to be trumped by what you learn with your Chavrusa right after I finish. That's what that means. So that's pretty powerful, right? So to deher that, you know, when we look at our Chavrusa and we look at whatever, any kind of pilpul chaverim, as yoser mehem, and they're achash rabeim, you know, more achash than me, and they're achash rabeim that are trumped by our chavrusa. Our chavrusa, sitting across from us, I can learn more from my chavrusa. So I think we have to upgrade our commitment to our sedarim, for the understanding that it's ketinok yonik mishtayimo. Okay, so let's move on. It's also a fascinating Gemara, Medrash in Koheles. That's why I put the whole thing in when you have the time. But for the part for the Shmuz, this is fantastic Gemara. It says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, this is famous, Shneimasar, Alafim, Talmidim, Hayali, Migavas, Vanantipras, that Rabbi Kiva had, it says here 12, but we only had the Chavrusas, that 24,000 Talmidim, that spread the globe from Gabas to Antipras. Mesu b'chayai bein Pesach atzer. They all died in my lifetime between Pesach and Shavuos. U'besof hemiduli shiva. In the end, I only had seven. Veluhein. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Menoshe, Rabbi Yehuda Sirsik Lili, Rabbi Yochanan Sander. Ah, seven fantastic talmidim. Amar lehem. So Rabbi Kiva said to his seven talmidim, Lomesu elibnei harish. I'm sorry. Amar lehem harishonim lomesu elibnei shahayse nehem tzara bitora. I think it's a bays, but bitora zelazeh. The first 24,000 died because a nehem tzara bitora zelazeh. We'll see what that means in a second. The yifei toar atem, but you seven lo tiyu kain. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Miyad, immediately, amdu umilu kol Yisrael Torah. Immediately they went and they spread the entire Eretz Yisrael with Torah. Look at this Yifei Torah. Shenei shahaisa eneim tzara kilomar shayusonim zelazeh. They hated each other. I'm just translating the words. You're going to say it was, of course, on a darkest level. This is a strong darkest level. They hated each other on a darkest level. Stoma, Talmid and Rabbi Akiva. On a darkest level, they hated each other. They didn't want to benefit each other in Torah. They wouldn't say over their deher on the Tosfos, the Pshat and Tosfos. It wouldn't tell it to them. Therefore, the last ones, the seven, Shehuzaru, they were warned. Omar, it says, Shemilu Kol Yisrael Torah. The second ones were warned. They didn't suffer from this terrible calamity of not benefiting each other in Torah. And therefore, their elephants filled the whole Eretz Yisrael with Torah. They said a different reason, which is the more popular reason, they would not know a kavod zelazeh. That's when everyone says over. No, kavod zelazeh. But this medrash says differently, that they hated each other. Shayusonim zelazeh, they hated each other, and they went not mahane each other in with Torah. They wouldn't tell them their pshat and tosfos. So a few, just really two points over here. You know, presumably, and I'm sure you'll all agree, presumably the students of Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, Mistama knew the Gemara in Makkos. Mistama, they knew the Gemara in Makkos that Mechaver Yosef Mikulam, Mistabra. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. And it's also Mistabra, I don't think anyone's going to argue with me on this. It's also Mistabra that they knew the Gemara in Bava Basra, at least according to Rabbeinu Gershom. And they knew the Gemara in Bava Basra that the Pshat and the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Veshodai Kimigdolash Ketinok Yonke Mishteimo, they knew that too. So, if they knew this, still, they were not mahana each other with Torah. How could you deprive? Can you imagine a mother depriving her baby with milk? How could they do that? They knew the Gemaras. They knew how vital this was. They knew how life and death this was, and yet still, they did not give the baby the sustenance they needed. So I believe the deher that Rabbi Rausch said, but again, I didn't see it, I didn't hear it, I just saw a couple of scribbles, but I think this is the pshat, is that you see that despite the life and death level and how vital this was, they couldn't hold themselves back. You have a midrash, something, some dakis, even a dakis, it held them back from being able to deliver that Torah, that pilpul chaverim. That's powerful. For a midah, they were lacking. There was some kind of lacking. Shayasonim zeh lazeh. There was obviously some lacking. Listen, they all perished, so obviously there was a tain on them. So, but because of that, even to the level, and the taina on them was that they deprived their chavruses with Torah. That's what it says. If the taina was just that they had this feeling of sinna zelazeh, why did the Yifei Torah have to go on? Well, he wrote in Lahano zelazeh belimud. So we see how important it is for us to be misakin our midos, because without it, we could even violate something which is mamish ketinok yonke mitshtei imo. That's the second point. The third point, it's mashma that if you look at the end of the medrash that I quote, it sounds like when the Medrash says, Miyad Amdu Milu Kol Yisrael Torah,
they immediately filled all their Eretz Yisrael Torah. It was somehow connected to the Hasra, to the Hazhara, that he said, Atem lo tiyu kein, you should, don't be like that. Miyad amdu milu kol Eretz Yisrael Torah. It doesn't say that he had to give them any shmuzim on like Habatzas Torah. This is not, it wasn't the Rashiva preaching Habatzas Torah. They knew all about Habatzas Torah. They didn't get any shmuzim on Habatzas Torah. And by the mere fact that you see that they filled kol Eretz Yisrael Torah, you know what it is to fill all of Eretz Yisrael with Torah? That's quite a place. To fill all of Eretz Yisrael with Torah? They must have been some fantastic mashpiyim. You're talking about, you know, Uri Zohar is each one of them, the biggest mashpiyim ever. They were mamish gifted, the best orators, the best charisma, the best lomdim. And yet still, without this hazhara, it seems they would not have been able to fill kol Eretz Yisrael b'Torah. Wow. So gifted? So gifted? With charisma and energy, and everyone will be around them. And I never met Uri Zohar, but they no one stopped talking about him. Think of the biggest mechanchim in the world, and these seven had it, because you see what they were able to produce. And without that little hasra, that little shmuz, from Rabbi Akiva, don't be like that, they would not have been able to be Marbitz Torah. Despite the fact that they understood what the importance of Habatzas Torah, listen, if we understand the importance of Habatzas Torah, Bistama, they understood the importance of Habatzas Torah, and they may not have been able to do it without Rabbi Akiva's Hasra. Don't be like that. Again, we see that even with such drive, Hashba, gifted and need for Klal Yisrael, the Mekarev, probably thousands and thousands of people in that door, but still with a midah ra, they would not have been able to be Marbitz Torah. So again, so the first, just to mechazik ourselves, the importance of the Pilpa Chaverim and Achavruses, like the Rabbeinu Gershom, Ketinok Yonke Mishtei Imo. And second of all, even the Talmidim, the 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, who Mustama knew all that, Chaveri Yosef Mikulam, and still they could not overcome, they would deprive their Chavruses of Torah. So we see how important it is that our Midas to be able to work on them, because it'll prevent even life and death, Pashut sustenance. And number three, that the seven Talmidim, ultimate Talmid Rabbi Akiva, who did, you know, give over, disseminate Torah to the entire Eretz Yisrael. The entire Eretz Yisrael, it seems, could not have done so without this Hasra from Rabbi Akiva and Chas V'Sholem, which based on this Dakis Midara, Chas V'Sholem, there could have been deprivation of Torah in all of Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that we had the greatest Mashpiyim and Lomdim in the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva.